Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope, you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. Here's a saying from Do It Now, my little book of sayings, one for every day of the year. Seek the approval of people whose opinions you respect. The applause of multitudes is like ocean surf, effervescent and at the same time evanescent. Better the scolding of the wise than the adulation of fools. So many people go with the crowd, whatever people do. I saw a cartoon in Punch many years ago. This was a magazine, a humor magazine in England, and I don't know if it's still going or not, but this was a great cartoon. It was a series of three pictures, and the first one was people at a railway station. This was back in the days when people rode by rail, and they were all sort of standing and leaning on their canes, sitting on their baggage, talking, smoking. And then the next picture, one person was dashing madly through the crowd towards some destination unknown. Third picture, everybody was madly dashing after him. So often it happens that people sort of mark time, and then when somebody really does something, a lot of people follow, but very often what they're following is not true, not meaningful to them. They were quite probably running to the wrong train terminal, the wrong train track, I mean. The important thing is not to go when people move in any direction, but to stop and think for yourself. A very interesting experiment has been made where they've taken five people and they've drawn two lines on a blackboard. The one line, the top line, let's say, is twice as or significantly longer than the lower one. And they've told four of these five people to say that the lower one is longer. In 80% of the cases, the fifth person says the lower one is longer. It's obviously not longer, but he doesn't want to be out of step with the crowd. I have found a lot of trouble in my life by simply wanting to think things through for myself. But on the other hand, I'd rather have that trouble and in the end be right than go along with everybody like a bunch of lemmings jumping off a cliff. Just because they all are doing it in lockstep togetherness does not make it right. So also with the modern trends, because we're always happy to laugh at something that may have happened years ago, but what about now? There's so many trends that I see people always getting on the bandwagon about when they don't have any idea what they're really talking about. It just sounds like a good thing. It's almost like times when, for example, a lynching party. It's appalling that people who would never endorse a lynching, in the hysteria of a crowd, have been heard to shout for blood. Later, no doubt they feel very ashamed. But what about then? One time there was a lynching party that came to a police station in Paris, and the police chief knew that there was nothing he could do to argue with these people. They were in an emotional frenzy. So what he did was come out and loudly congratulate them on their civic pride, their civic conscience, on declaring the will of the people. And he said that now that the will of the people has been heard, we will follow up on it. And he gave a great stirring talk, and everybody cheered, and everybody went home. And in fact, the prisoner was released after a trial because he was proven innocent. But the amazing thing about people is how often they will just go along with the crowd. And if it isn't hysteria, which of course is a far more grabbing kind of emotion, but it can also be just a fad, just a new intellectual idea or something. I'm one of the spokespeople, you might say, at least many people think of me as such, for what is called the New Age. And personally, I don't really know what New Age is all about. It seems like a very vague term. Is it something that rejects the old age in the sense of saying that we've got to reinvent the wheel? Is it something so full of ego and arrogance that it thinks that it can do better than anybody ever before? Is that what they mean by New Age? Or is it a kind of vague philosophy that sounds beautiful because you haven't really pinned it down? Or is it, on the other hand, and it seems to be sometimes, not at all a New Age phenomenon, but bringing in positively medieval concepts like tarot and so on? And I don't know what's new about that, except that it's a little unorthodox. I gave a talk recently to a New Age gathering in Denver, Colorado, and I proposed that we change the name from this New Age movement to New Dawn, because New Dawn doesn't imply rejection of the past. It implies using the roots of the tree in order to build, to grow a great tree, using what's gone before in order to do better. And a new dawn is something I think we can all relate to, like that saying, today is the first day of the rest of your life. We need to feel our roots in tradition, our roots in the past, in the great accomplishments, but we don't want to be hypnotized by the mistakes that we and other people have made. We want to be able to see things in new ways, not necessarily different ways, but always, and this is the question I proposed at that gathering, I said the question that we should ask of any new idea is, first of all, does it work? And then, of course, secondly, how well does it work? I think these are the real criteria. Let me now play to you from New Dawn, from the Mystic Harp, the cut titled New Dawn, and it's played by Derek Bell of the Chieftains, and also the famous Scottish fiddle player and violinist Alistair Fraser.
Thank you.
That was New Dawn from The Mystic Harp, played by Alistair Fraser on the violin and Derek Bell on the harp. And what I would like to say is, don't think in terms of what other people do or what other people think, but if you do, then seek the opinions of people whose opinions you respect. In fact, let me read this saying again. Seek the approval of people whose opinions you respect. The applause of multitudes is like ocean surf, effervescent and at the same time evanescent. Better the scolding of the wise than the adulation of fools. Joy to you.